I think my most significant accomplishment has been to discover myself sexually. For various reasons, I hadn't done that before. It was a very difficult marriage, and so I coped by being pretty closed off, and emotionally closed off, but sexually very closed off as well. I had thought there was something wrong with me, you know, and it was such a relief to know, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. It was the relationship. I'm not blaming my husband, it was the relationship, you know, and I just didn't have the strength to realize it. I've had three wonderful relationships now. The first one was in the book, in Gail Sheehy's book. She talks about the pilot light lover. I first read this book when I was in the middle of just being traumatized, because when I met this man, I fell in love within 10 seconds of seeing him. I literally was within 10 seconds. And there was just something about him, and I think I just instinctually was drawn to him. And he was very sensual, sensitive, gorgeous, unusual man. He was a musician and, you know, a classical musician. And I was not expecting it at all. I met him at a concert. It was a classical concert. He held the door open for me walking into the concert hall, and I immediately just sort of felt drawn to this person. And then, you know, I went to my seat. I was with a friend, and I turned around and he was sitting behind me, and we just got chatting, and he gave me his business card and I sent him an email. I just completely was unable to maintain my boundaries and just fell completely head over heels in love. And it was very intense and short-lived relationship, and it was very painful at the time, because I was just like a raw nerve. But he woke me. There's something happens, just some synchronicity of time and place, and the person just touches your soul, and you wake up. Never experienced anything like it. It was just like a wild roller coaster of emotion and sexuality and sensuality and closeness and sort of blending one soul with another person. It was completely, you know, emotionally unhealthy. I completely lost my own boundaries and lost myself in him. But it was something I probably needed to do, because I had put such a protective cocoon around myself in my marriage. It went way beyond just a physical thing. It awakened a craving in me for closeness that was then hard to cope with. Still a bit hard to cope with sometimes, but, you know, I'm learning about it and learning to moderate it and learning that I am a person of passion, and that's a good thing. The cost of intense feeling is that, you know, sometimes it's, you don't feel good, but I know I want to be emotionally alive. I want to be present. I want to be able to feel who I am.